The Battle Creek Sanitarium and Large Buildings, 1899 and 1900. From Ms. 103A, 1899. These things have been laid out before me from time to time, ever since before I left Battle Creek. Not the things about the medical missionary work, but about getting these great buildings to give character, etc., to the work. There was one that stood in our midst on one occasion, and he said, "What gives character to the work like character? It is the character that gives character to the work. It is not any show in buildings. It is the integrity of character. There must be a fund to support foreign missions, and this work is to go forward, to advance and establish the truth where it never has been. But the first place is the English-speaking people. We are to make centers among the English-speaking people. Here is a center, and we are to make it the very strongest force, and educate these people. Let them bring in the people of other languages here to the center to be educated in their language, and they will go out from this people to the different parts of the world. We are the nearest. We are nearer than the General Conference. We are never to pile up buildings as they have in Battle Creek, because it is a wrong principle. It has been sounding forth for the last 20 years that it should not be done. But it is done. It is not because God wanted it so. There are Detroit, Kalamazoo, and different cities in America. Take those buildings in Battle Creek in a cluster together. If they could have been separated, and part of them had gone to Chicago, Detroit, part to Grand Rapids, and part to these different localities, there they would have had a representation large enough to raise the confidence of the people, and that would give character to our work. But, you see, they have piled it into Battle Creek. They have got an enormous church. The more they build, the bigger the church is. The people leave the little churches, where they were a support and a strength, and come into Battle Creek, and there is nothing for them to do, only to be jealous, suspicious, and accusing of one another. That great center should not have existed. But they got in the way, and it seems as though neither the word of the Lord nor anything else will hinder them from carrying it out until they have nothing. There is trouble coming there, but it is coming, and our people are in a very poor condition to meet it. There is trouble coming, you may be sure, but because our own people have betrayed us to the enemy, they have destroyed that influence that God wanted to exist with the people there." From Lieutenant 40, 1899. I have just been reading over the testimony written when the sanitarium was started in Battle Creek. The entreaties and supplications made then for help for that sanitarium and for our school were just as strong as the entreaties I am making now for the help I ought to have had here. In the establishment of the work in Oakland, California, I felt the same distress of mind. I have spent many sleepless nights over the establishment of work in these places. Now they stand on vantage ground, and the workers in them should have understood the situation without compelling me to plead in behalf of a field where there is nothing to give character to the work. It makes me ashamed to think they have not. My brother, you are on test and trial, and if you throw your arms about so many responsibilities that are unending in their duration, and make them first, you will not do right. You must consider that it absorbs means to sustain the increasing demands which your devising creates. To whom shall those who are in hard and trying fields look for strength and financial support? If they could receive anything approaching to the donations that you have received, they would be able to work with far more courage, and, having facilities, could accomplish far more work. All these things need to be considered. There is the sanitarium in Battle Creek, a place of great influence. You have been honored by God, and I do not want you to increase and increase a certain line of work that absorbs so much that other fields are left with little or nothing. From Lieutenant 10, 1899. One quarter of the buildings now piled up in Battle Creek are all that should have been centered there. 20 years ago, centers should have been made in other cities, and the banner of truth uplifted. Light has been centered too much in one locality. A portion of the abundant facilities in America should have been used to establish the work in Australia and England, countries where the least expense is entailed in advancing the work. The Lord is displeased by the selfishness manifested by leading His servants in such destitution. 100-fold more could have been accomplished in London than has been accomplished if the workers had been provided with some of the abundance seen in America. Men who can help to bear responsibilities are needed here. Christ is at work to redeem and restore, and this is a time of special grace. It is essential that the efforts made to advance the work in America be made to advance the work in Australia and England. With facilities, we can do much to reach the people. With added forces rallying round the standard, men can be prepared to go into regions beyond, to foreign countries. From Lieutenant 45, 1900. The deceptive power of the enemy has led you to leave God's banner trailing in the dust. While Dr. Kellogg has committed himself as working undenominationally, in a work which has taken the money from a people who are decidedly a denominational people under God's theocracy. God's signature they bear as the loyal, commandment-keeping subjects of His kingdom, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. No man's name is to be exalted as creator. God has not set him to create. Your influence no one dares to dispute but myself. God says you are not right. You have a greater ambition to exalt self than to honor God. If the institutions established are to be conducted, as is stated, on the undenominational plan, what have Seventh-day Adventists to do with this work? Seventh-day Adventists have a special work to do in building sanitariums in our world as necessity demands. These buildings are to be small or large, as is appropriate to the situation and the surrounding circumstances. Our work is to be aggressive and is to belt the world. From Lieutenant 33, 1900. If the ensign of truth can be lifted in educational institutions and in sanitariums for the sick, in the islands of the sea and in many countries, more would be accomplished in bringing souls to the truth than can be accomplished by all other methods that can be devised. From Ms. 6, 1900. The sanitarium in Battle Creek was ordained by God to do a special work, to give character to the third angel's message by making an impression upon the world. But the presentation of the medical missionary work, the appeals made to the people assembled in camp meetings, has put almost out of sight the great solemn testing work to be done for this time. The living oracles have been made little of by those engaged in the so-called medical missionary work. The Lord took Dr. Kellogg in hand to do a special work, but it was not the work he has been doing. God did not give him a work to do that would wear away his physical, mental, and spiritual efficiency. And he says to him, "Who hath required this at your hands? You have engaged in a work which has bound up both money and laborers. This work is not according to my appointment. My cause all over the world is suffering for need of the money that has been under your control. A large amount of means has been unnecessarily expended, and my servants, who have entered new and untried fields, have been robbed in various ways of the means that would have relieved their difficulties. In the multitude of your achievements, you have left undone the work which God appointed you.